Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
June 10th, 2008. The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, 10 things not to forget on vacation. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I think, at least here in Northern California, I think in a lot of other places, the weather's getting really nice. Time to go outside and take pictures. And so if you're going to go on a little weekend trip or you got a vacation plan or something like that, then I've got a list of 10 things I don't want you to forget. Some of these things are going to be like reminders and you go, yeah, got it. There are a couple other things on this list, especially when I get into the middle of it, that you may not have in your kit right now, and you'll be glad that I brought them up. So I'm going to dig right in. This is in no particular order. These are just 10 things that I suggest you bring with you on your next photo adventure. I'm going to start out with what I call a cool pack. It could be a portable lunch bag, an insulated lunch bag. It could be a little bit bigger. But the design on these things now, you know, they're really kind of slick. They fold down, so they're easy to carry. You can stuff them in your, you know, suitcase or whatever, and they don't take up much room. And then once you're on location, you can fill them up with food, put a cold pack in there. And if the weather gets really hot and you need to protect your gear, they're also good for keeping your camera gear from, you know, cooking, essentially. So, and they come in all sorts of different sizes and all sorts of different shapes with different straps and handles and pockets. And, I mean, these things are really, I mean, they're like as nice as camera bags now, except they have a thermal insulation. I actually wrote about one of them not too long ago on the Digital Story. It was a little larger one, but you could use it for all day for food, or you could, you know, put a DSLR kit in there. So these cool packs are very handy, and if you don't have one, I would consider getting one when you're out and about. Like I said, they're easy to carry with you in your suitcase, and then they're really handy once you're on location. Another thing is a portable tripod. You may or may not want to bring your large tripod. I'll leave that up to you and your conscience. But if you decide to leave the big guy at home, make sure you have a portable one with you. My favorite one is the GorillaPod. And it comes in three different sizes. It's very light. They're very flexible. And you can use them in all sorts of different situations. So suddenly, if the light's getting low, or if you want a little extra depth of field, something like that, if you have a GorillaPod with you, you can probably make the shot work. So don't go all or nothing on tripods. If you want to leave the big guy at home, great. But make sure you have something with you that you can use in those certain situations when a tripod will work and nothing else will. Don't forget extra storage. Now, this could be extra memory cards. This could be a portable hard drive. But if you're not bringing your computer, the portable hard drive is not going to do you much good. It could be a device that allows you to put your memory cards into it, and it saves the information onto a hard drive. Whatever works for you, just think about how much memory you think you're going to need, and then bring a little bit more. Flash memory these days is fairly affordable. And the thing about it, I don't like to have my shots living in only one place. I certainly, even if I'm bringing a laptop, I like to have a few extra memory cards, and maybe so that I don't even have to erase the memory cards until I get home. So, you know, that could be two places, one on my laptop, one on the memory card, or an extra hard drive, or whatever. But I found that having extra memory on the go is very useful, and flash cards are, you know, the memory cards that we put in our camera, they're tough to beat in terms of portability and, these days, affordability. So if you're a little light on memory and you're getting ready to hit the road, might be time to, you know, hit the Costco or wherever you go for you know, good price on memory cards. Add a few more to your collection so that you're in good shape and you're covered. Bring both your compact and your digital SLR. The digital SLR is great for the serious work, and, you know, hopefully when something really magical happens, you have your digital SLR in your hands. That's my hope for you. However, life doesn't always work that way, and sometimes a great shot happens while you're walking to dinner. And in that case, you want to have a compact camera in your back pocket, because a shot, even if it's a 8-megapixel JPEG, if it's a great shot, it doesn't make any difference. You got the shot. It might not be your 12-megapixel RAW file, but I, again, like the tripod, don't put yourself in an all-or-nothing situation here. So make sure you have your compact with you. Take your digital SLR when you can, but always have a camera at your beck and call, because great shots happen, boy, just about any time. And a lot of times they happen when you don't have your big gun with you. And along those lines, bring model releases. I know a lot of photographers don't carry them all the time, and I think that's a mistake, because people won't contact you later on. I try never to say never, but this is probably as close to never as I'll use. People don't contact you after the fact. If you want a model release for someone, if you take a shot of a person and they're recognizable in the shot, you're going to need a model release for certain uses. Have it with you. Get it right then. If you don't, you might not be able to use the shot every way that you want. So have those model releases with you and have a pen with you, so that you can get the model release right on the spot. You'll thank me. I love the feeling of just taking a great portrait of someone doing whatever they're doing, and then getting the model release right on the spot and walking away from it going, man, I'm covered. I can use that shot in a book or an article or whatever I want. And kind of related, this is tip number 6, is have business cards. Even if you're just a passionate photographer, have business cards. Now, I'm not sure I'd put passionate photographer on the business card itself. Some people might interpret that kind of funny. Maybe you want to put freelance photographer or something like that. But people like it when you can hand them something that has your information on it. It gives them confidence. It builds rapport. And so your name, freelance photographer, how to get a hold of you, definitely your email, your cell phone, if you're comfortable with that. You can use it in situations when you're trying to get permission for something, such as taking a picture of a building or something like that, inside where you need to talk with somebody, you can give them a business card. If you meet someone that you want to hook up with later on, you can give them your card and they can put it in their wallet, and you know they can call your cell phone later on and you can rendezvous. If you take a picture of a person, you get the model release. It's nice that you can leave them something also, right? Because you're taking the model release with you. It's nice if you can leave them a business card so they feel like they can get a hold of you if they have to. So business cards are very good things to have. Also, I like the cards that you can write on the back. I like plain paper cards, not the ones that are all laminated and everything, because sometimes you can make a few notes on the back of the card before you hand it to the person. You may want to give them some additional information or something like that. So if you don't have cards, get them made, have them look nice, have them look professional, and then use them when you're out in the world taking pictures, so people feel like, you know, that you're legitimate and that you're serious and that you're trustworthy. Another, you know, along the same lines that I find very handy are 3x5 cards. They're great for taking notes. I use them a lot as labels. For instance, if I take a picture of somebody and I want to get their name just right, I'll put it on the 3x5 card. I'll have them hold it up. I'll take a shot with them holding the card. I have all the information right there in the shot. Also objects. You know, someone says, oh, that's a, you know, that's a blah de blah. So you can write blah de blah on the 3x5 card, put it with the object, take a shot, then take it away, and then do your regular shooting. But they're very helpful for things like that. They're also helpful for making quick notes about things. I know we have all these electronic devices also, but sometimes a 3x5 card and a pen, I find that 3x5 cards are much more useful when I have a pen with me. Are very, very handy to have. And then you can use them for other stuff, to shade your lens, to, you know, they can be little mini reflectors. You'd be surprised. And they just fit in your shirt pocket or your back pocket or whatever. They're fairly durable. So if you don't have 3x5 cards, next time you're at the stationery store or wherever you get that sort of stuff, pick up a pack of them and make sure that you have them in your camera bag along with a couple pens. I'm pretty sure you'll find some use for them. Another thing that I think is good to have with you is what I call a non-camera bag. Because in certain locations, I mean, camera bags are great and they look terrific and all that stuff, but sometimes I want to be a little bit more off the radar. So having a good bag that I can carry with me all day that doesn't look like a camera bag is a good thing. And one of the ways that you can use a non-camera bag is to have your gear in wraps, you know, neoprene wraps or even, you know, handkerchiefs and stuff, whatever you happen to use. But if you want to be a little bit off the radar and if you don't want to draw a lot of attention to yourself, then having a non-camera bag to tote your equipment around can be very handy in certain locations. Number 9 on my list, I like to have a list of my important URLs. If I have a like photo storage, if I have sites that I need to go to, sometimes having URLs with you help you when you're on the road, especially if you don't want to bring your laptop, because that way you can go to an internet cafe or you can use someone else's computer and you have all that stuff with you and you can just get your work done efficiently and you don't have to hunt around for it. Now, smartphones are very handy for this also. And if you have a smartphone, of course, that's kind of the best of both worlds, because then you don't have to bring your laptop and you can check things. You can check your email online or even use them, you know, to upload photos and so forth, depending on what your configuration is. But need to have something that allows you to connect to the internet and get your work done, because there are those situations you might not think you're going to need the internet at all for a week or two, and then suddenly you're in the middle of the shoot and, you know, you got a great shot you want to send to somebody or something happens. So if you don't have the actual device with you, at least have your URLs with you and any other information you need with them, so that way you can get your work done once you find connectivity. And number 10 on the list, so obvious, but boy, I tell you, it still gets people, make sure you have plenty of power. Make sure you have batteries for your camera or cameras. Make sure you have a way to recharge those batteries. Make sure you have them with you. Make sure you know which of your batteries are charged and which ones need to be charged. Just make sure you have your power situation under control. If you're going to a different country, make sure that you can use the power outlets that are in that country with your equipment. And if you need adapters, have them with you. But don't sell yourself short on power. It's the only thing I can think of that's worse than running out of memory is running out of power. So make sure you have your power under control when you're on the road. So those are my 10 things. See, now, I bet you there was one or two on there that you said, hey, that's a good idea, and it's not in my kit right now. So I'm going to give them to you again. So number 1 is a cool pack or a thermal lunch bag or something like that, something that's collapsible that you can carry with you. Number 2, if you're not taking your big tripod, bring a portable tripod. And these days I'm liking GorillaPods. Number 3, have extra storage. Now, flash memory cards are probably the easiest way to go, and they're affordable these days. Depending on whatever your solution is, whatever your approach is, just make sure you have plenty. And my rule of thumb is I try to figure how much I'm going to need for the trip, and then I like to have at least 30% more, just because. I end up using it most of the time, too. Be sure to bring your compact and your digital SLR. This is number 4. Number 5, model releases. Have them with you. And have a pen to write. Have a couple pens. Business cards, number 6. Very handy, and especially when you're introducing yourself to people or you're trying to build rapport or you're trying to make them feel comfortable about, you know, you taking their picture. Business cards, very good to have. 3x5 cards, number 7. Great for taking notes. For labels, they come in handy in all sorts of different ways, sometimes just totally non-expected ways. Number 8, a non-camera bag. This is if you have to, you know, work a little bit off the radar and you don't want to attract attention to yourself. Number 9, a list of important URLs that you use, or an internet-connected device, depending on what your approach is. But make sure, even if you don't think you're going to have to get on the internet, make sure that you have information with you in case you do. And last but not least, number 10, power. Make sure you have power with you, because there's nothing worse than running out of juice in a great situation. Okay, I have just a couple other little goodies to cover right now. Oh, I have a good interview that's going to be coming up next week. And I think I'm going to be able to publish it next week with Bert Monroy, who is a great digital artist. And we're going to talk about printing and paper. And Bert is as knowledgeable as they come. I'm going down to his studio actually tomorrow. I'm going to be with Bert tomorrow. I'll record the interview, and then I'll try to get it edited and posted for next week. So that's something to look forward to. I think you'll really enjoy it. The photo assignment for this month is motion. Already getting some very good shots coming in. I'm excited about this one. I think it's going to be very zippy. And there's all sorts of different ways to show motion. You can be moving. The subject can be moving. You can have juxtaposition of movement and non-movement. You know, you can just really have a lot of fun with motion. Also, grab shots. I just ran a new grab shot, and I'm always looking for more. So if you're sitting on one, make sure you bring them in. And don't forget about our sponsors, Photomagico by Boink Software, the best slideshow software in the world, Red River Paper Company. Oh, and Bert uses a lot of Red River products, so we'll be able to talk a little bit more about Red River Paper. And they also have a tile in the digital store, and they have a special sampler pack offer right now that's very affordable with free shipping. And Low Pro Bags. So that way you can make sure that your gear, any of your gear, any really electronic device, they make a bag or pouch for. And you click on their tile and you can go over and look at their whole catalog of stuff. So thanks to all of our sponsors, including Expo Imaging, and that make the Expo Disc the best white balance tool, I think. And then also finally, I just want to remind you about a couple other things. One is, If you haven't had a chance to take a look at the Digital Photography Companion yet, the book, there's a link on the site. Please go take a look at it, and because a lot of things that we talk about on, for instance, on photo assignments and so forth, covering motion and all those good techniques, they're covered in that book, and it's very handy to have. I actually wrote it for our audience here. So if you haven't taken a peek at it yet, please do. And last but not least, just thanks so much for your support. And if you have tips, and if you have questions, and if you have things that you'd like to see on the show, but especially if you have information to share with other members of the Virtual Camera Club, please send those to me, and I'll try to roll them into the podcast or into a blog post or whatever. All right, well, I think we got everything that we need to go out and take some pictures. I hope you do. I'm going to go talk to Bert, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.